During his two terms in office, President Obama has used his powers under the Antiquities Act of 1906 to designate more than 20 national monuments, more than any other president. Now, a coalition of American Indian tribes are hoping the president will take action on at least one more tract of land in the Southwest. Laurel Morales of Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
Some of the geological formations in the Southwest look like something out of a Dr. Seuss book, and Bears Ears is one of those places. It's a dramatic pair of buttes, or steep hills, that emerge from the ground in southern Utah. They're covered on one side by a ponderosa pine forest, and the other by scrubby pinyon juniper trees.
It's a very sacred place. Leave it the way it is.
Navajo elder Jonah Yellowman holds the branch of a juniper tree as if he's shaking hands with it.
We talk to these trees. When the breeze comes through, they talk to us. Sometimes when you're out there, when you're by yourself, you can feel something over here. You can hear something. Sometimes you look over there.
At the end of a windy, unmarked trail, Yellowman picks up a piece of Anasazi pottery laying on the ground.
Oh, wow.
So as you walk around, you'll find something everywhere.
Bears Ears is rich with such artifacts. There are more than 100,000 archaeological sites. Leaders from five tribes have asked President Obama to protect these lands from looting, mining, and off-trail vehicles. And they'd like Obama to set aside 1.9 million acres as a monument. Jim Enote is a farmer and director of a Zuni Museum and Heritage Center. He says Bears Ears contains a library of knowledge.
Bears Ears helps us to connect the dots of our history and our ancestors' experiences. And those places, those homes or those shrines and altars, when they were built, they were consecrated. And once they were consecrated for life.
On one of his visits to Bears Ears, Enoch came across an old village where he made offerings, much like people would at a cemetery with flowers. Then he noticed someone had carved into the petroglyphs and dug into a dwelling wall.
How could anybody do something like that? We wouldn't do that at a cemetery. Of course not. If people are able to respect places like cemeteries or war memorials or war battlefields, places that are sacred to many people, why can't they afford us the same kind of respect and civility?
It is a sacred place. It's sacred to all of us.
Angela Hurst grew up in Blanding in Utah's San Juan County, picnicking at Bears Ears almost every weekend. She can see Bears Ears from her backyard in Blanding.
That's it, right there.
Oh, wow.
We see it every day. It's part of our home.
Mm-hmm. Hurst and many of her neighbors don't want a national monument. They worry their farming and ranching land will be taken away.
I'm afraid that making a monument takes it away from us, makes it so much less accessible to the regular people.
Under the tribe's monument proposal, people would still be able to picnic, collect firewood, hunt, and graze their animals with permits. But San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman is weary of federal overreach and opposes giving Bears Ears a monument designation. Lyman says he and other local leaders should be the ones to manage it, not the federal government.
I've never tried to exceed my defined authority, and I wish the federal government could say the same thing, because they are constantly pushing the bounds of their jurisdiction, their authority, their legal reach.
As far as the future of monuments go, some Republicans would like to do away with the Antiquities Act and put more control in the hands of states. Sarah Krakoff, a law professor at the University of Colorado, says Congress does have the power to change the law.
And there have been murmurings in the past about wanting to amend the Antiquities Act after President Clinton designated some big monuments in the West. They never get very far, but with two houses of Congress in one party's hands, Republican hands, and President Trump, you know, as president, I suppose it's more likely than it has been in the past.
Meanwhile, Utah Republican congressional leaders have filed legislation with fewer protections for the land and more local control. They say putting Bears Ears on the map as a monument would draw the same problems tribal leaders are trying to prevent. A monument designation may attract more looters. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales.